What's happening, family? Welcome back to another episode of Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank, and the other host is...
Gooseberry. How y'all doing?
Absolutely. Y'all, we back. We took last week off, as a lot of y'all saw. Had family things going on. Sure y'all know what it is. We're going to keep going, though. We're going to keep pushing.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and explain these glasses. I was telling Goose.
He just trying to look cool.
Don't you move that seat, Goose. Man. Nah, y'all know, some of y'all already know. I had these moles coming up on my face rapidly, and one got real big to where I could see it like out of the corner of my eye. And that's the one that annoyed me the most, because I could actually see it. It was annoying. And if it always been there, you know, it'd be easy to ignore. So Angel kept telling me, oh, you can just go in and get the dermatologist can just take those off. I'm like,
never knew that.
Yeah, they can just, some people, they say you freeze them off. Well, he burned these off. But I had like two on this side, two on over here, one over here I wanted to get rid of. He looks at my face. He said, oh, yeah, I see about 30. That's not a lot. I said, 30? Now, I'm talking about these big moles. I don't know what else you seeing. He said he's seen as many as 500.
Hold on. Moles are like ingrown hairs, like
moles. What a dermatologist would consider a mole might not what me and you would consider a mole. Okay. He would look at your face like, oh yeah, you got some moles here, and things you don't see. Things I didn't see, I didn't care.
Dang.
I didn't think he was going to touch the ones outside of the ones that I pointed at.
Okay.
So, though I let him know, like, I can't have no healing period. I came to you because, you know, you the best, you do what you do, and I ain't trying to be walking around with patches and blisters on my face, looking like I got monkeypox out here. Something. He said, nah, it won't be none of that. I'm like, cool. I walked up out of there. It looked like somebody threw a handful of pepper at my face. That was on Saturday. I looked like that until, what's today? Tuesday, probably. Because me and Angel did our podcast, and I had the worst. I looked worse then. I looked a whole lot worse. I'll never do nothing like this again. He said they won't come back. But he said new ones might come back, but these won't come back.
Well, my question is, how did he burn them? What was he using?
It was this thing. It looked like almost like a soldering gun.
Oh, really?
Like it was like a handle, and it had a real skinny, almost like a needle.
Yeah.
And he put that, and I think it was like high voltage running through it or something. But it burned like smoking. I could smell my skin burning.
Oh,
and it was like.
Hold on.
It almost felt like a face tattoo. That's what it felt like.
He didn't do all 500.
No, I didn't have 500.
Okay.
He said I had 30.
Oh, wait. Okay, 30.
It looked like he did 30. I don't know. Because it happened so quick. But I know I had one like up close to my eye, one down on my cheek that I could see. And then I had like one or two dark ones. And like I said, normally I wouldn't care. I never cared until I could start seeing them, you know, without looking in the mirror. I could look down and see them. Or I could feel them, and I was telling Lou sometimes I'd feel them on my face, and because they ain't been there, I would scratch my face trying to get whatever it is off, and I would bleed
because
I'm just not used to them being there because they just started growing fast. But anyway, he gave me ointment stuff, so right now I'm over here all glossy. So that's the reason for the sunglasses.
And these moles just grow for no reason.
He said, oh, yeah, I call those black people moles.
Dang.
I told him, I said, I ain't trying to look like Morgan Freeman about the face.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman should have been.
But that's like, I guess, apparently with black people, especially older black people, we sometimes, a lot of times, we develop moles like around our eyes and face and stuff as we age. It's normal. It happens. Like Angel has some, but you know, hers weren't 3D like mine were.
Yeah.
Mine were like 3D and like starting to style. I said, nah, I can't do this.
So the ones, like I have one here, but it's like, under the skin.
Yeah, see, I got one here above my eyebrow. I don't care. It ain't bothering me. I can't see it.
But will he burn those off?
Yeah, it's like, zzz.
Dang, okay.
And it be gone.
Good information for you men out there.
Men, women, anybody. I know some people say they freeze them off. And anywhere on your body, they freeze them. I don't know that process. He gave me a quick solution. He said, if you don't have time, we could do this, but this. Or if you have time, we do a 45-minute numbing cream, and we use the thing, and that does that. So I don't know what the shorter thing was, but it wasn't no but to it. At least the not one that I listened to, because so I still had some.
You had a numbing cream put on.
Yeah, I had to wait in their little relaxing room. They put the numbing cream on. Feel like somebody had like clothespins on my cheeks, because all of that went numb.
Oh man, I wonder if they can do that for your hair follicles, because you know how we shave and we got those little black marks where the hair is.
That's like hair removal. They got laser hair removal.
Okay, well, yeah.
I've known women to do it on they actually everywhere women shave. I've known them to
all in them cheeks,
y'all in the cheeks, armpits,
yeah,
in the glorious areas.
I guess that's what it is then.
Yeah, and it's it's like a laser thing. Mm. Anyway, you see,
I'm interested now. I'm like, you got moles on it and they just burnt them off?
Yeah, he, like, again, I looked, it was black dots all over my face. Mm-hmm. And then I kept using the ointment. And then one day I just, like, got annoyed. So I just, like, because I can't use a rag on my face right now. He said, just wash and use your hands.
Okay.
Or whatever. But I just started, like, rubbing hard and the black thing started coming off. I said, oh, okay. So I just started rubbing until they were gone. I probably did something prematurely. But
crazy.
Yeah.
Wow, wow.
You want to get anything off your chest?
Nah. Let me, yes, I do.
What?
I do. I don't want to keep on talking about this man like this, but Fat Joe.
Hold on. Let me get something off my nose. We don't went on. This damn gas.
Price of gas?
Man.
Oh, I ain't even paid.
Oh, Mike, you ain't been back in L.A. long. Wait to go fill up your car and see what happened.
What's the price? What is
it? It's $7 a gallon.
Really?
Yes.
$7. We were just in Texas.
Trying my
and
best
it was
not to
$3.69. Why is it so much here?
It spiked up this week.
There's not a shortage of
gas. It ain't no damn shortage of gas. There ain't no such thing.
For
this bull
be at $3.69.
When we was in Texas 3 weeks ago, it was two something. $2.75. I saw a station headed for $2.75.
What?
Man, it came out. I was literally driving. I did a post on it. It was like that's literally what happened. I'm driving and I look. I said, what the hell?
I know what it is, man.
What, oh,
California. No. California's banning gas vehicles. So they probably are like, we going to run this thing up.
They ain't got to run gas up to ban gas vehicles.
But what I'm, folks are still, I'm quite sure. When they ban gas vehicles, they're going to stop selling gas vehicles.
They're banning the sale of new gas vehicles.
So,
yeah.
You know, sale to sale, person to person, you're going to keep doing it.
Right. Even like CarMax and stuff, they'll still sell them.
If gas is $10 a gallon,
you ain't going to want to.
You're going Tesla or whatever electric car you're trying to get. Because I'm thinking the next car I do get is going to be an electric truck. It's not going to be a gas-powered vehicle. Because of that reason.
Yeah, definitely. No, when I went to the LA car show last year, was it this year?
Was it this year?
Yeah. Because I called. Yeah. I went to the LA car show. Ford has, and I imagine that other companies will start doing this too. They had on display, they had a 72 F-100 pickup, like the old school, but it was electric. Mm. And it was dope. I saw you a picture of it. It was fire. It was electric, but they got this package where you can convert any vehicle to electric.
Oh, dang.
It's like a model. You got it for cars and trucks, and it's basically like a platform that you put it on, and it makes the vehicle electric. So they'll go in wherever you go, remove transmission, engine, all of that, fix all that up. You can pretty much make any vehicle electric. I don't know how much. I don't know the price where they are with that concept, but that was like one of their selling points of why they had that trucks in there. Now I know Ford doing it. Other vehicles gonna start doing it too.
Yeah.
But that'd be dope. Like me, I like my truck. Mm-hmm. I like the interior. It ain't all plain looking like most electric car. If I could change it over to electric, I would do that.
I think electric is the future, but it's going to be.
They're going to figure out a way to tax it.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's fuel. They're going to figure out a way to tax any time that you are using electricity to power up your vehicle because the government inevitably losing money.
Yeah. Or
they're going to tax it some kind of way.
Or the batteries in the car are going to be only good for a certain amount of time.
Then you're going to have to buy, finance it or something.
$10,000 more. Because it's going to be the price
subscription.
Of the
it's going to be a subscription to run your goddamn vehicle.
Yeah. A lease.
Ain't that some bullshit?
You're going to be forced to lease your car.
To lease your car after you've paid for it.
Yeah.
You got to get, you know, BMW, I think they had to remove it because so many people complained, but they made, you know, all their features in the BMW. And they made the heated seats and other components in the vehicle basically like subscription based. Like you had to pay monthly in order to have your heated seats work. And
how would they cut it off?
Electronically. Same way they do all these new cars, like electric cars, like Tesla. The fact that you could hack into a Tesla or Tesla could hack into it and give you more mileage.
Dang. You know what? My wife is into car chases. This electric
she
stuff.
Do be. She be texting the group like, hey, y'all, they in our area right now. Listen for the sirens.
Hey, with the electric cars taking over, there are going to be no more car chases, which is not a bad thing. But, I mean, if they can shut down the vehicle.
Hackers.
That'd be good. Yeah. It'll be great. A hacker from his computer driving a car.
It's a video game. He playing Grand Theft Auto. Because, you know, they got cameras all over.
Yeah, they do. And if he can't see it, the helicopter's going the way.
So now he knows where to turn left and right.
This is endless. You can come
It really with. Is. But what's crazy is BMW tried to justify it by saying, you know, a lot of people, maybe they buy a car and they don't want heated seats. They don't have to pay for it. But if they want it, they could start paying for it. But I'm like, BS. If the feature is on my car, I want to use it at my discretion. You know what I'm saying? I shouldn't have to.
Folks out here dirty, man.
They dirty.
For your heated seats.
For your heated seats. That wasn't the only thing.
But radio situation. But for
basically, that's what they were treating the features like. Like, oh, you want self-driving or not self-driving, but like lane assist and all that where it keeps you in the lines, you got to pay for it.
And I don't think I like somebody being able to hack
That's what I don't like. Like, it was neat. So they had I don't know what national, maybe it was the Houston hurricane. One of those hurricanes that happened real bad, maybe one in Florida, maybe even Louisiana, where people were trying to flee the area and Tesla was able to go in and electronically give people more range to get out of the area, which is great. However,
more
battery range.
Really?
Electronically, they could go in and give them a higher limit.
Release more power from the battery.
Yeah. I'm like, why? That was great that they were able to do that, but then people should have been able to do that if their car was capable of it any goddamn way.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
I need to get out of here, and I got the car. Hey, man. Give me 5 more percent.
give me another 30 miles. I can see the wave from here.
Now y'all wonder why I be on this conspiracy theory stuff. Because now you're going to be able to sit at your house. You're going to be sitting at home. Just say the government's out to get you.
Tesla's not owned by the government. No,
they ain't going to be owned by somebody. The government talked to Tesla. Tesla's like, all right, we got him. We just going to drive his car without you in it. We're going to drive him to a murder scene and drive him back. Where were you, Mr. Goose? Man, I was asleep.
Well, we got your vehicle.
Car right here on camera. They got.
Look, your car winked at us. Look.
And you did a hit and run. Look at this. You just running into cars when you're drunk.
Yeah, it is like, to me, where they do what they do with some of the technology with vehicles. Y'all know I'm an old school fan. I love old school cars. That's why ain't nothing you can do with that if you ain't behind the wheel.
Yeah, it's about to be dangerous.
Even my truck, man, ain't neither one of our vehicles. You can't do nothing with it if you ain't behind the wheel. But yeah, it's a little too much control on the conspiracy theory thing. I ain't going into this with you. I did get a telescope.
Oh, I saw that.
When Jupiter got, you can see Saturn through my telescope, and you can see the rings around Saturn. Want you to come over and see it. Yeah, it's dope. That was, being able to see Jupiter was dope because you could literally see like the storms, like the bands in it, and the moons around it. But being able to see Saturn, that was worth every penny I spent. I said, I ain't got to look at nothing else through this goddamn thing.
I went outside, man. I can't lie. And I looked up and I saw that star.
It was dope. Yeah. You know what's crazy is
it was
seen
pretty bright.
I've seen pictures in other states because you know out here we in California.
And I started seeing it flickering like it was a bulb.
That's the gases traveling through the atmosphere. Anyway.
Okay.
I ain't going into it. I saw pictures of that other people posted at different states. So out here in California, LA particularly, where we at, there's a lot of light pollution. Mm. So the pictures I was seeing of people post with their phones, it was ridiculous of how clear it was.
Yeah, okay.
I wish I could have seen it out like somewhere where there was no light pollution because I could only imagine what it looked like.
Because usually around my house, you can't see any stars.
Mm-hmm.
But that star was really bright through the pollution. But then when we went to the desert, what was that, Ryan? O'Ryan?
No, you went to Joshua Tree.
Joshua Tree. Man, the sky was so clear.
Yeah, you see everything.
Everything. So yeah. I can only imagine if that star was that close when we was out there that mm-hmm. night. Yeah, it would have been.
Yeah, the pictures
cool.
I saw, even the moons of Jupiter were big in the picture. Like somebody
moons of Jupiter. So they're orbiting Jupiter.
Yeah. What? So if you went out that night, it's a little darker, I think, where I was compared to you. But you could see, like, that at any given time, you could see three of the moons. Mm. So the ones that I saw, the picture I saw online, like, even the moons were big and bright, which I wish I definitely could have seen that. But, yeah, I didn't.
That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. I need to see whatever. You took pictures of or could you take pictures?
I tried. So I ordered this.
Put the phone inside.
I ordered this apparatus that straps onto the telescope, and you can look through your phone.
Oh, dang.
And it was complete bullshit. So I was able to get like a faint picture of Saturn. And Angel saw it through the telescope. But then when I finally was able, because, you know, I didn't spend thousands of dollars on a telescope. It was like almost $300. Mm. So just like touching it like that, the image shakes because it's so sensitive.
Oh, nice.
Because, you know, you magnify so much. So I'm out there trying to hold my phone and not touch the telescope and get the camera just right. So the picture I showed Angel, she just busted out laughing. I'll show it to you.
Yeah.
She just busted out laughing. She said, you couldn't do no better. I said, no. Because Saturn is so far away, and by the time you zoomed in that much, you see it. It's moving. So you got to constantly move the telescope and then zoom. All right, I got it. Then you bump the telescope, and it's out of focus. It's like, God dang it. But it's definitely worth seeing, and I want to show everybody, all my friends. I think
to ease my mind from thinking that it's all just a sham, I would need to have a telescope strong enough for me to be like, okay, I don't see any electric wires,
goose,
any plugs.
Why would the hell with the government? Why would I go spend that kind of money? Mm. Just to lie to a from Georgia.
You're not lying to me. You're not.
To make sure that it ain't like a hoax.
Yeah, you saying what you saw. You saying what you saw. Shoot, you ain't lying. You know what I'm saying?
Lies and
you saw what you saw. I need to make sure ain't no fuse box up there.
You see General Electric on the side.
Or somebody realized we looking. Oh,
yeah. Oh,
yeah. Get back.
You look through the telescope, somebody looking back.
He's still looking. Hey. Yeah, man. I need
man,
to know.
Man, talk about this food, man.
Okay, so.
Oh, shoot. We done. I'm glad we back, man.
Was it? Last podcast.
So, two
weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
We were talking about.
I'm sorry. You look through a telescope. You see a little dude on the end. Look. Oh, shoot.
God damn, you done blew it, man.
I've been like, hey, man, this little dude living in my telescope.
That's when they got to hit the radio. We got to take one out of y'all.
I know. Me just laying with a gunshot wound in my shoulder in the backyard.
But yeah, seeing a little man.
Oh, man. Holding Saturn up.
That's what it is. All
It really is beautiful, though, man. I was shocked. I seen it with my daddy's telescope. And he got one like size of this barrel, like the lens is big. So when I got my little one, I was like, I ain't gonna be able to see it, but I'm gonna try it. And I was like, oh, it's right there. But anyway, go ahead.
All right. 2 weeks ago, we were talking about Fat Joe.
He's so stupid.
Yeah. We were talking about Fat Joe.
Yeah.
And Fat Joe was saying, it's okay to steal and rob from people as long as you don't kill them. I'm saying that because PNB Rock was robbed.
Oh, yeah. That ain't funny.
And, yeah, you know, and his life was taken.
Right.
So, Fat Joe, I was about to say Joe Budden. Fat Joe.
This is what I'm laughing about.
Yeah. Fat Joe was like.
Who was he on? What was
he was on Charlemagne's podcast.
The first time.
The first time.
And this time he was on a different
Breakfast fight. Club. Charlemagne got his own.
Oh, separate. He ain't on Breakfast Club no more.
I don't know. I think they're ending the Breakfast Club.
Okay.
But I think Charlemagne's still on until they end it. I'm not sure. I ain't watched the whole little situation. But first he said, I'm mad that they killed PNB Rock. You can rob the person. It's okay. Just don't kill him. So everybody's like, oh, okay. And then he's like, no, serious. I used to rob people. It's okay. If I catch you slipping, I catch you slipping. Basically, that's what he said. If you catch somebody slipping, you good. Just don't kill him.
Yeah.
So now this man on the Breakfast Club with the audacity talking about his accountants are stealing from him. Complaining about it.
That they robbed him.
Like somebody should give a damn. They didn't kill
like
you.
What, Goose?
they ain't kill you.
Hey,
you got got.
You got got. You got robbed. What's crazy is they legally robbing from him.
I used to do it. It's okay.
You ain't do it like that.
No.
They went to school to rob you.
Oh. So now he on Breakfast Club talking about, I'm looking at my bills. I'm paying somebody's school tuition. Or I'm paying somebody's this. I'm paying, and I ain't even know it. And it's like, yeah, you condone that. There you go, playboy.
For the better, you doing it, you getting robbed for the better good. He paying somebody through school.
He's paying somebody to rob him, though. Because he's paying. He's paying the accountant.
How do you think about
taking
that?
Taking money from him.
Yeah, dude that robbed you on the street, he just robbed
yeah,
you.
Yeah, he got you for what he got.
Paying
you
the
for.
Dude to rob you. Oh, yeah. You paying him twice.
Yep. That's so 50%. Be careful what you say, man.
That's 200% commission.
This is hilarious.
But the part that I heard you saying, he was saying that a lot of people use that accountant.
Oh, yeah.
But he don't want to put his name out. I'm like, if my accountant's doing me dirty, I'm putting his name on blast. If Goose is using him, he going to know. If Kev uses Angel, everybody about to know that this dude is dirty.
I don't know if he's. I think he was saying he didn't want to put the other celebrities out there.
Oh, I see.
That were getting getting stolen from. But I didn't hear him say the accountant or the firm.
Y'all would know.
I would have put all that out there. But that's him.
Yeah.
Not snitching, I guess. Because
you don't snitch. Yeah, that's a fact. Snitches get snitches. I ain't saying who.
But you know, they stole millions from me and my celebrity friends. Yeah, that's what I had to get off my chest. This man, yeah, he can't make this up, man. You can't make it up.
Who was the accountant? Said yesterday's price is not today.
Another one.
Yeah.
He done getting all them celebs. Like, yep, we got him. Y'all don't be checking y'all books or nothing. Well, I guess if you're making stupid money.
Thing
like
is, what's scary about that, they always say the accountant and the IT person is the most dangerous people in any business because they know everything about everything.
Oh, yeah.
But what's crazy,
they got all the passwords.
All the passwords, all the know-how. People running a company, unless you run in an IT company, you don't know half the stuff that they know how to do or half the stuff that they're doing. Yeah. They just come at you. You know everything's running smooth. Here's your bill. All right. You got to pay us one way or another.
True. I can imagine. He pays people to look out for that stuff.
Yeah, but that's what I was going to say is what's scary about that is you have a business manager or accountant that is their sole purpose is there to look after everything that you might slip through the cracks. A lot of people pay them a percentage of their income because that's their job is to go through, you know, cross the T's, dot the I's, cut through the red tape, whatever it needs to be. So if that person is robbing you, especially if they're purposefully doing it, it's probably going to be hard for you to catch because that's their profession.
That's true. Yeah, you ain't tripping until the IRS come to
right.
you. And by the time that happens, shoot.
And that was, who was that? Steve Harvey, yep. $20 million or something like that.
Yep, they ain't paid it. They didn't pay the taxes, but said they paid the taxes.
Boy, a hit is a lot cheaper.
That's
I'm trying to tell you.
That's why Kev be trying to hire a family.
Yeah, absolutely.
Usually,
I was going. Yeah, usually,
usually family don't steal from you like that. Because
Kev, I got my Texas instrument here. Give me all your numbers. I take care of it.
Shoot, but yeah, they. Now, this ain't right. I'm just saying this man got the nerve to be complaining about somebody stealing from him. And he just said stealing
they
is
caught,
okay.
They caught you slipping, man.
Woo.
Yeah.
And when these accountants do it, they just don't be $10,000, $20,000. They be taking millions, man.
Yeah, but the thing is, what's crazy is they take, especially for somebody like Fat Joe, got that much money. They could do it in small increments and small enough to where you would never, ever know.
That's true.
Like, I don't know his situation, how much they was taking, but usually if they're doing it to be crooked, that's how they do it.
Yeah. Because, shoot, an extra five racks a month.
Yeah. For something like him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money in the long run.
Yeah, in the long run. But, yeah, somebody like him, five racks ain't
enough. Yeah, you take five racks from me a month, I'm going to know real quick. I'm gonna know the first hour of the first day of the month.
Yeah,
go put gas in my truck. What you mean decline? man,
I'm coming to the accountant's house.
Oh
up.
Yeah, I'm showing up. That's gonna be even more expensive because I'm gonna have lawyer fees, court fees.
You gotta go charges. Calm though and be like, look, I know
this is gonna start off calm.
I know it's you, man. Just put the money back. Let's just put the money back.
It's gonna start off calm.
Yo, like what you talking about, Tank?
Yeah, as soon as that oblivious thing happened, I don't understand. Yeah. That's when it's gonna go. It's gonna. You talking about 0 to 100?
Yeah.
It's gonna be like, look, Edward. I appreciate everything you've done for me.
Yeah.
You know your service has been great. You know you've looked out. You know I've trusted you this whole time. What I am gonna need you to do, and then we can sever this relationship, is I need you to put everything back.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not asking for interest just yet, Mark. that's
I know, man. I bet them dudes be like.
All I need to hear is no problem. My apologies. Cool. Go. Then I'll walk away.
Oh, and then Fat Joe was talking about how these guys, these accountants that he had, were like family. Like, they had family events, and the accountants would be there.
Yeah, that's what's
the
crazy,
kids
man.
Kids would have birthdays, and the family, and the accountant would be there. So you wouldn't think they would do
that.
You
got your full trust. You know?
Yeah.
And that's why it always helps to know as much as you can.
Yeah.
Just know as much as you can and watch over everything regardless. Like, you working on stuff, I'm working on stuff, and it's like anytime you go pull in another professional to help you out with something, because you can't do everything yourself.
Yep.
You can do very little yourself if you doing, you know, conducting business and all that. You need professionals to look over certain things, but that's the one part. It's like I always get nervous about, you know, signing a contract with somebody or hiring somebody. I had to get a trademark attorney, and I'm scanning through that invoice. It's just the invoice for the trademark stuff, but I'm still like, is he charging me what he said he was going to charge? He is. He's being fair. But I'm like, all right. I think I'm good.
Man.
But you got to hire somebody to look over the stuff that you hire people for. Yep.
And that's what Fat Joe was saying. He was like, I have an accountant. Now I have CPA something that checks everything behind.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. It's best to get, just from my experience, to get a third party that has no stake in that, like, you hire them to look at this.
Yeah.
Because they now don't have access to it, but if they catch mistakes, they can prove their worth.
That problem alone lets you know that phrase, more money, more problems.
Oh, yeah.
It's totally true. Just from that aspect, not even thinking about all the other stuff.
Yeah.
But
just
the more money
alone
you got, the more people got to manage it, and then the more people got to manage the people that manage it.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I want all them problems. I want every single last one of them.
Every one of them problems. How much is it? I got it. Hey, yeah. It's better than what I'm at now, guys.
Yeah, I'm whining about this gas, but I'm blessed because I filled my truck up.
See, oh, I want every one of them problems. Since we talking about problems.
Yeah, let's
let's talk about divorce. Divorce.
It seems, I don't know, it seems like, it seems because it's in, with celebrities and in the news, it's like, it seems like it's at an all-time high. Mm-hmm. Statistically, it may be, I don't know. But these celebrities is parting ways swiftly.
Well, the numbers say that divorce will end. It's a 50-50 situation. Uh-huh. So 50% of divorces,
marriages.
50% of marriages will end in divorce. I looked up this darn thing.
I guess the other 50% is death, ain't it?
I don't know.
I would assume, I mean, like, ain't no other way to get out of a marriage unless you divorce.
No, we'll end in divorce. 50% of marriages will end in divorce. And you said the other 50 will die married.
Yeah.
It's bad here in depth. Hold on. Gaming? No, that ain't what I'm looking at. Okay, here we go. So, 43% of marriages end because there's just a lack of commitment, incompatibility, folks. Yeah. Just ain't with it anymore. And then 28% is infidelity, cheating. 22% money. 5%, 5.8% is domestic violence. People can't keep their hands to themselves. And 1.2% is communication issues. I honestly think
communication covers all of that.
It does. I think 43% would be infidelity. And then the money would come up to be the 28%. I think people, the lack of commitment, I think that covers every, I mean, I don't think that's a category, just lack of, oh man.
Yeah, that ain't.
This ain't.
Yeah, they didn't get divorced because of lack of commitment. They got divorced because of what happened because of lack of commitment.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's not a good chart. I think most people, and yeah, my opinion matters, so I'm just let you know. Like, who is this guy to tell me?
What my he opinion thinks. Matters, yeah.
But no, I think money and sex.
Like, I thought money was a higher category than that in divorce.
That's what that, I don't. This chart just.
I might not be. Yeah, I thought money was like higher than what most people thought it was. Because what's that big green one? What was the biggest one?
The big green one is infidelity.
Infidelity.
Yeah. I think this lack of commitment, that 43%, let's just say 45%, is, I think, infidelity. Mm-hmm. And then the rest would be money and sex.
Yeah. Money, sex, communication.
Yeah. All of that goes
and fidelity. But go ahead, get into them people.
Oh, man. So, what's his name? Tom Brady. He's getting a divorce.
I thought she was leaving him because he unretired or something. What? He said, I'm going back to work. Mm-hmm. She said, well, I'm going back to screwing around. Hey,
one of the reasons they're giving is because he didn't retire. And he's not spending as much time with his family.
How long have he been playing?
I don't know. I think 12. Is it 12 or 15? Anyway, the man is worth millions. It's a football season. I don't play football. I don't know how long he's gone.
Yeah, I have no idea.
I know the football season is not very long. Not sure what he does after the football season. That might be the issue. But
yeah, well,
football players get to see their families more often than military guys that get deployed for years overseas.
Yeah,
and you know you don't see nobody.
Yeah, well, here's the thing:
tripping on them.
I think the difference is having an expectation of like we see the football that we see. We don't see practice. We don't see, you know, Tom Brady. He's a goddamn superstar in football. So we don't see the other stuff, business that comes along with playing football. Mm-hmm. We only see the games on, you know, on Sunday and Monday. So the season is probably a lot longer than what we see. I would assume.
I would assume that too.
But to your point with the military, when I say there's an expectation as far as, you know, football, if she was expecting this man to, all right, now you go from, you going from, I don't know, let's say he's busy 6 months out of the year. Now that's going to end. You only going to be busy 4 months out of the year, mm-hmm. 3-4 months out of the year. Now you going back to six after you done already. I'm only imagining the conversation that happened in the house. Like, what you mean? You going, it's like, you know, oh yeah, baby, I ain't going on tour with him no more. Mm-hmm. Oh, matter of fact, I'm going back on tour with him next year or this year.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
You know what I'm saying? And then if tour wasn't just going out and coming back, it's like, oh, well, I got, you know, come do the merch. You got to do this, do that. So, mm-hmm. like I said, we seeing you gone 3 days out of the week when really you gone, you know, 5 out of the 7.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming, I don't know.
That is.
I could see somebody like any other job, you saying you're going to retire. And then like my mom, she just went back to work mm-hmm. because, you know, she retired. Shit, mama's ass didn't last 3 months. She went back to work talking about she got a lifestyle she got to live.
Yeah, yeah.
She needs the money. But moving. I'm like, what you mean you going back? I'm over here mad about it. I don't even live in the same state. But I'm like, what you mean you going back to work? But yeah, she want to keep moving and stuff, moving and grooving. Mm-hmm. So I can only imagine him breaking that promise to her, I guess. I don't know.
I think I would assume that is one of the top issues.
Yeah, that was the only article I saw.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, there's no other, well, I don't see any other issues other than that, but obviously it could be anything.
Oh, yeah, it could really could
you
be.
You know, they could be
going, you know, never know football. Yeah.
But to have in your mind, like you said, cool, he ain't playing this season.
Mm-hmm.
Or, for example, like you said, touring, I'm going on tour with Kev. Now, that takes me away 4 days out the week, usually. But some days there's layovers, there's shows that are added. So we mm-hmm. might be scheduled to come home Sunday, and I end up coming home Tuesday. But then we end up flying out Thursday morning.
Because the previous date has nothing to do with the next day.
There you go.
Yeah.
So, man, for that to happen, it is hard. Mm-hmm. But I don't think it's no divorce, like, bye, get out of my life. Type situation, because to be honest, even if the man is getting older, he can't play another. Well,
he get one good hit.
Yeah, yeah.
He gonna be like, you know what, you know what, babe, hey, I'm coming home.
That's another thing. CTE, that condition,
concussion.
Yeah, those concussions football players get. And today, was it today or yesterday? Cincinnati, it might have been the Bengals, but anyway, there was a quarterback that got a concussion.
Mm-hmm.
He ran off the field. Then they let him back in. Then he got knocked out again.
So twice in one game.
And he's.
It was already proven that he had a concussion?
I mean, the way he was curled up and the way he was.
It's somebody getting fired.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So
one of them trainers or doctors. That's,
that also happened. So his wife could be like, look, man.
Yeah.
You old.
I can only imagine the injuries he comes home. Like any football player comes home with.
Yeah.
On a weekly basis.
Getting hit by them big dudes like
you being
that.
Incapacitated until the next game. You icing and all that. That's a lot.
So, I still don't think.
I didn't even play. I played with my cousins out in the field. And they was all big. I was the youngest. They was all bigger than me. And I went home hurt every goddamn day.
I ain't like playing that throw it up tackle.
No, yeah.
Nah.
No, we played because they all played in school, so. When we was in summers, when I was staying out of my granny's house, that's all we did was play football out in the field.
Yeah.
And I'm telling them fools did not care that I was younger and smaller.
And I'm quite sure these NFL players don't.
Headaches. Like, oh, my God. Constant headaches, bruised. But it was fun at the same time. I don't know.
That's probably what he think, man. I love it.
You gotta love it.
Yeah.
You would have to.
Tom Brady is one of the GOATs in his position. So
unfortunately.
Yeah, unfortunately.
I'm not a fan.
I still hate this man for beating the Falcons that, you know, we made it to the Super Bowl. Yeah. That's the worst thing ever. But anyway, I can see that his wife could be irritated about it. But I don't find that as a good enough reason to, you know, split up.
Right. I agree, but we also on the outside looking in.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah.
Then you got Tia. What's her last Maury. Name? Maury.
Yeah. Maury.
Tia
Maury.
Tia Maury. Maury.
Let me see
and
it.
Corey Hardick.
Yeah, Maury.
Tia and Tamara, them girls. But I don't know why they getting a divorce. I never really kept up.
Oh, you
with
never
them.
Know, man. He's an actor, right?
Yeah, he's an actor. Mm-hmm. He's an actor as well.
Yeah. You know
haven't
what?
I haven't seen him in much.
I didn't even know they was married. I knew she was married. I didn't know it was to him. Now that I see his face, you know, I don't be keeping up with people.
Oh, I'm the same way. The only
why
reason,
are we doing it?
The only reason I knew he was married to her was because she, I think Tia plays in that Netflix show. My wife helped that bring that show to Netflix. Well, not help bring it, but she did some executive work on it. Uh-huh. And we went to Netflix and saw it live a couple of times, and he was there. And that's when I found out he was married to Tia.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I got
yeah, I don't know.
Show that was on Netflix.
it was the most awkward situation recently. Megan Good, you know, she got divorced, right?
Oh,
She's been divorced, though. That was like,
divorced.
Yeah.
But that was this year, though.
Was it?
Yeah.
Okay, so they brought her up. I don't know, Angel, and I don't know, was it Victory? I don't know. They brought up, I think they said his name. Yeah, they said his name
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And I was like, who? And they said, I said, oh, yeah, Megan Good's ex-husband. They was like, yeah. I was like, oh, yeah, they are divorced, ain't they? And that was just me having the realization that they were divorced. Because I was like, oh, yeah, because we met her that night. Would y'all let? Y'all was there,
yeah,
wasn't you?
At the restaurant.
Yeah, the restaurant. Mm-hmm. She, like, walked up and hugged both of us. And Tom, like, she's nice, right? And I was like, oh, and I was just trying to remember, get them to remember how I remember. But it was just awkward. So they both looking at me like, so why are you so excited?
Yeah.
I said, no. Forget it. Like, yeah. I just had no choice but to look wrong in that moment. Because, like, what am I going to go look for Megan? Like, what was the point? Like, yeah. I was just saying, she's it wasn't nice. No explaining. She was nice, yeah.
Man,
she,
I wish
she
I would have got a hook.
Hey.
No, I mean, no, I didn't. Yeah.
I'm trying to dig me in. Nah, she is nice, though. You get shocked by people, celebrities like that are very down to earth and nice.
Yeah, and that you literally, you know who they are, their work.
Yeah.
Stuff like that.
Like another one, I ain't going to say her name out loud because I know people that know her.
Oh.
Yes. Extremely nice.
Yes.
Like, what's up? How you? Like, mad cool nice. Mm. Her and her husband.
Ain't none of them got anything on my wife, though.
No, I ain't say they had anything on your wife or mine.
I was just saying.
I'm just saying they nice. First of all, Melanie ain't nice.
She ain't nice to you. Look, get off my wife.
Back talk to about the, people that look, are nice.
Leonardo DiCaprio and
who
I don't
married
know.
To?
I don't, that's what I'm saying. I don't even
he's
know
married?
Yeah, you remember they was in the court and she was beating on him.
No,
crying.
That's that ain't Leonardo.
Who was that?
That's Jack Sparrow.
Yeah. We know.
Johnny Depp. Yeah. Well, yeah, it's black people.
They got
it's the same white same dude though. he's getting divorced.
Yeah.
How long he been married? He ain't been married that long. Leonardo, hold on.
And then what's his name? Miguel and his wife.
Oh, the R&B singer.
Yeah.
I don't know nothing about these people. Yeah. I didn't know Leonardo DiCaprio was married.
Well, my purpose of bringing divorce up, obviously we don't know these people, but
Jack Sparrow.
That's the problem.
Over in court getting abused by his wife.
Pirates of the Caribbean, playboy.
He's the one, Oh yeah, her attorneys. I was watching that trial too. Her attorneys was looking awful, boy. What? Oh my God, they was ripping them. Even the judge was mad at them. They just didn't have a good case. She seemed like she a little off though. Like
she probably is.
I'm trying to see who else is on here.
Yeah, go ahead. Have fun with it.
Sylvester Stallone and Jennifer. I don't know her.
They
went to the same plastic surgeon.
They did.
I'm sorry, it was wrong. I'm sorry. I don't know these people.
Reason I brought up divorce is because obviously it happens at such a high rate these days. But I might not even have to say it's okay because obviously people are getting it done. Going through with divorce. But divorce is, people, it's okay. If you want to end your marriage, end the relationship.
Love is blind too. They getting divorced.
Let me see. Which one is that?
Does Melanie know this?
I don't know. You might want to keep.
Hold on. Let me read. Make sure. Go ahead, Goose.
Might just be having pictures. But if you want to end a marriage relationship, you can. Don't feel like you are stuck in this relationship for any reason, even for kids. Because I know a lot of us get married and stay in marriages because of our children, which is a good reason. But you know, if you're not sane or mentally healthy raising your kids or in your marriage that you want to get out of, it's not going to benefit you in any type of way.
Yeah, you are the priority.
Yeah, you are
not your kids, not your spouse.
Mm-hmm. And
the kids will survive.
I know that most of us stay married because of religion purposes, and you know, we don't believe in
a lot
you're
of church
look
folk
bad in church.
Look, God allowed it.
Yeah,
it's in the Bible. He didn't agree with it, but he allowed it.
God,
go ahead.
We're gonna
get on these church folk.
Tenfold.
No, that would be messed up. Why these you know, they look down on, oh, me and my wife been married, me and pastor been married for this long, and blah blah, and then both y'all out there being dirty.
Yeah,
that don't
you
mean
see
it's
it
right.
All the time.
Yeah,
this pastor.
I'd rather be single and clean than married and dirty.
Yeah, all day. But you see it all the time with these celebrities, preachers, counselors, or that person that's giving you some information on your relationship, and they doing all type of stuff in their relationship. So you got to make sure you're good. Mentally, if you can't, you walk into your house and you get down and you can't stand this person, I don't think you should be with that person. Like,
these damn Kardashians. Khloe Kardashian, nearly 2 months after the news broke about the Kardashian star relationship with a private investor, I guess informed us and confirmed their split in August. It's just a picture of her.
Yeah. Oh, it's old girl, Khloe.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man.
Hold up. Kim Kardashian and Pete Davidson weren't married.
Who? Let me see.
They were just dating, wasn't they?
I don't know. She done had, she
done had 98
average
husbands in the past month.
About 2 years. She get married. She don't get past 2 years. I don't know how long she was married to Kanye, but they had enough time to have the kids, though. But anyway, don't be afraid to end relationships.
How legitimate is this article?
I don't know, man.
Neo?
We know that. I know that happened. He was cheating on his old lady like he wanna know tomorrow.
They actually, I thought he was just caught. They split up.
From
I know we talked about it.
Yeah.
Oh, for their, okay.
She said she was done with it.
Right.
Yeah. Because you're around here getting this little thing, dipping it off in the dip sauce.
The dip sauce?
The dip sauce. But women, I know for a fact, well, I don't know for a fact, but women, it's scary usually for the young lady because financially, usually the man is taking care of the woman. And it's like, dang, if I leave, I won't be taken care of, or I don't have a way to make money, or I've depended on this person my whole life. So how am I supposed to move without this person? That's a that's a risk, man. You just gonna have to take for your sanity. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Especially if it's a marriage where you're a domestic violence situation. Come on, you got to go.
Yeah, you definitely got life to go. Threatening. If you ain't got no family to go over and handle that food.
Yeah, that's life threatening.
Married at first sight, we knew they wasn't gonna make it.
Money and sex, you know, you just got to work that out however you want to work it out. I don't know what you can put up with. Money wise, but the man isn't contributing, or he doesn't know how to manage it properly, like a gambler that's just throwing away paper, then that might, you might have to just get gone for that. What you about to say?
I'm gonna have to check the legitimacy of this article. Joe Coy and Chelsea Handler.
I'm telling you, I'm the same way you are. I don't even
know. I know who these two people are. I had no idea they were together.
Oh, comedian. Yeah.
Him and Chelsea Handler? Man, let me Google this real quick. Yeah, we, like, growing up, we saw people wouldn't stay in relationships nearly as long as they did back then as they do today. Did I say it right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because women weren't able to get jobs, work as much as men, get trades, learn as much as men. So they had to stay at the house and was basically, you know, forced to stay because that's how society was, how society made everything out to be. But now, man, you ain't got to worry about none of that. Get gone if you need to get gone. Don't worry about your religion or any other person's belief. I think divorce is okay. And obviously, all these people do too.
Yeah, no, it's definitely necessary. I know what's crazy is the people that I know in my personal life that have gotten a divorce, it came long after it actually should have happened. Mm. By the time they come to that of we getting a divorce, and people should have been divorced years ago. Mm. Like, because usually when it comes to that, it's only, let me think. I think there's only one I've seen where it was like, oh, that was actually like a very peaceful, like, you know what? We are a lot better apart, not in a relationship. And then people are now like really close friends. They got a family, get along well together.
That's just one of many. Like, I was looking for the wedding photos, but I couldn't find it.
Oh, I had no idea.
They
had to only be together for like 9 months or something. Because didn't nobody know that. Work better apart of outside of a relationship of being married. Sometimes that's necessary. But again, if you're not happy, if y'all have worked on communication and worked on your internal happiness and with each other, if it ain't working, then you need to get out. Again, I know the divorces I've seen happened way, way too late. It's like, why did y'all even try to make this work? Yep. Like, y'all making it work only made it worse, it seems. that's the ones I've seen. It was like, yeah, so we calling it quits. Good. We have all been trying to get y'all to call it quits.
And it's crazy how you can see it. Everybody can sees see it. It but them.
Oh, my God. It'd be like, come on, y'all.
Yeah.
But, again, maybe it's a comfort thing. One, I can only imagine how hard it would be to, especially if you've been in, I know people have been married for 30-some years and got a divorce and should have gotten it at year 20.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But I can only imagine how comfortable you get with someone, or, you know, just the fear factor of, so what do I do now?
Yeah.
You know, is much more than just not dealing with the trauma or dealing with the headache of dealing with that person and that toxic situation, if it may be. But yeah, it's some, you know, therapy, counseling, go see a professional. Don't stick in it for no goddamn religious reasons, because God allowed divorce. And we know from being in the church growing up, we have seen, even I got uncles that wasn't in the church. I can only imagine how quickly they would have been divorced, some of my uncles. I got uncles that got kids the same age by different women. You know what I'm saying? Like, and a lot of y'all know people like that. I know friends, family members, like my older cousin stuff. It's like, God dang, what was our uncles doing back in the day?
Getting it in.
But it's just like, it was a different time. Yeah.
I don't go as in depth as Tank does when I say things sometimes. But yes, obviously, try to make it work.
How you gonna throw shade at me?
No. I'm saying I didn't mention counseling.
Y'all, oh, yeah,
y'all
yeah.
Y'all go this, y'all do this, you know.
Yeah.
I just like, hey, you want a divorce, just get one. No. If you feel like it's something.
And yes.
Well, yeah. But let me know. No. If you feel like you want a divorce, make sure it's something you want to do by going to counseling. That could help, like, confirm something. Like, see, we don't click here. I'm done. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Talking to other healthy couples, not your single friends,
right,
or your single pastor that's out here doing whatever he wants to do. You know what I'm saying?
He's gonna try to come for one of y'all.
Yeah, exactly. It's happening. Some of y'all know. Anyway, man, I ain't gonna get into that. Go to counseling. Try to make it work. And if it doesn't, don't be ashamed that it isn't working.
Yeah.
I know it's going
to
be.
That's
like,
the other part, of shame.
Yeah.
People are ashamed to admit it.
Yeah. You're going to. Yeah, man, this is my girlfriend. Whatever. You bring it around the family, everybody's cool. Somebody says something negative about your girl and you stick up for them. Nah, that ain't us. But the next week, you like, that is us.
Mm-hmm.
And now you got to face that family member or that friend and be like, you were right.
Yeah.
You don't want, people don't be wanting to do that.
Yeah.
Shoot, do it. Man, yeah. You were right. Appreciate the information. It won't happen to me again.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say is a good way to nip that in the bud, not to say is 100%. Get married for the right reasons to begin with. Don't get married just because y'all been together for a long time. Don't get married just because everybody else is expecting y'all to get married.
Yep.
Don't get married just because this is what we're supposed to do and this is what pastor said and what everybody in the church thinks should happen. Mm. Get married because you love that person. Get married because that's your friend. You enjoy being with that person.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get married just because they look good. Guess what? Them looks is going to fade to you. You know what I'm saying?
You see the same person every day. You know,
yeah, if that's the reason, if that's what makes you attracted to that person is because of the way they look, guess what? That's going to fade.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of times I've seen people get married for looks. I've seen people get married because, you know, oh, this is what's supposed to happen. This is what we're supposed to do. And I be hearing, pastor said, man, hell with what that pastor said. He don't know what he's talking about all the time.
Mm-hmm. I be hating that. Pastors, literally, man. Just like celebrities, just like your football players, sports players, anybody that's so-called high ranking, they're just like you.
They ain't no different.
Neither one, none of them. They all going through their issues. As you can see, all these celebrities getting divorced.
Getting divorced, getting robbed by their accountants.
That's what I'm saying. And you would think they know better. You'd think they have a team around them to keep them sane and bonded together. Yeah. But
retired and going back to work. Now she leaving. It's regular folk problems right here.
Regular folk problem. Yep. That man showing up about the best quarterback in the NFL making all this money getting a divorce.
And his wife leaving him. Not the other way around.
That's wild, man. Is there any hope?
Yeah.
Is there hope?
There is hope. You know what? A dude recently left a comment on me and Angel's podcast. And he said,
dude cheated on Nia Long. Like, is there hope?
Shut up, man. Let me. Dude did cheat on Neil.
Oh, yeah.
This is one thing I will say about that. If a dude going to cheat, if somebody's going to cheat, they're going to cheat. It don't matter who they with.
Mm.
Simple as that. It don't matter who they with. Beyonce got cheated on. Neil Long got cheated on.
Mm-hmm.
If that person is going to cheat, they're going to cheat. It don't matter who they with.
Halle Berry did, too.
Yeah. But back to what I was saying on a positive note, dude was saying, you know, he looks up to black couples and our whole crew, and he has hope that, you know, he will be married one day. There are men out there looking for marriage, ladies. They still out there. He's in the comments of the last video. Go look for him. The one we put up on Wednesday. Where y'all see this.
Dang. I was supposed to call my partner and get an update on his situation, but
yeah, we update next week.
We update on him next week. But get divorce is okay. Don't let religion.
Here you go recapping.
Yeah, man, I got to recap to make me feel whole. Don't let this religion thing or anybody else shame you into not getting a divorce. Because that's going to bed next to somebody every day that you don't want to be next to.
Yeah, I can only imagine the anguish.
That's terrible, man.
What's crazy is they only be. You would think that I'm against religion the way I be talking about it. I'm really not. It's just, it's taught so wrong.
Oh, yeah.
It's just so backwards the way they do stuff, man, in the church. Yeah. I'm speaking on in terms of the black church because that's the one I have experience with. That's why, I moved away, I was non-denominational. I stopped claiming what I grew up as because I'm like, ain't none of that in the Bible.
People made
that up.
One of a pastor that I know through somebody, a lady, told the girls in the church, if your husband wanted, you lay down and be happy.
Yeah.
Lay down. I think it's lay down and be happy. Lay down. Yeah. Anyway, just take it. Coming from
a church,
a pastor of the church. How?
Man, make sure y'all read Marriage Be Hard, Kevin Melissa's book. Make sure y'all read that book. And then y'all will see. I'm sure y'all heard a lot of the stuff, but a lot of the trauma that they had in their marriage, you know, working out through being young and going out was all came from the church. And then, you know, later on in life, they saw how wrong that crap was.
And then I got to deal with it with my wife because now the trauma from them. And she's like, well,
black church trauma. That's what I call it.
I didn't know I was allowed to do this or I don't feel right doing this. And I'm like, no. We can flip it. We can turn it.
We can rub it down. Oh, no. Anyway, fam, we're going to get on up out of here. Hopefully, y'all enjoyed this episode. We glad to be back. Mm-hmm. Again, this is Let Us Tell It. I'm one of your hosts, Marcus Tanksley, a.k.a. Tank. Y'all can find me on Instagram at Marcus on the Gram, Facebook at Marcus on the Book, TikTok at Tank Don't Talk. And you can find my beard and body butter called Man Shit. That's M-A-N-S-H-Y-T. You can go to manshit.com. And check that out. Goose, go on, let them know.
You can catch your boy on IG at G-O-O-L-Z-B-Y on YouTube, Building with Goose. And you can buy my merch, crew necks, at underreppedmerch.com. It's getting cold. Gonna catch you one. You know what I'm talking about? What's up?
Oh, that's original underrepresented. I was like,
this is one of the original.
Goose got his breast out.
Yeah, y'all. I've been doing this, man. I've been trying to get back on my swoleness. You know what I'm saying?
All right, fam. Holler back at y'all. Y'all have a good one.